This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support. You know, I don't get this thing where people just stand by and watch their country just being overrun by tyranny, and they do nothing. And I'm talking about these lawless Democrats that are running, you know, these secret trials now, an illegal coup attempt against President Trump. I mean, Adam Schiff, this Democrat congressman, secret trials, secret witnesses, secret transcripts, secret recordings, a secret room, everything's secret. There's no due process. And what do people expect? What kind of country do they think they're going to live in if that becomes the precedent for how politics is conducted in Washington, D.C.? Every Democrat should be speaking out against this. Democrats used to be in favor of civil rights, right? I mean, wasn't that their position for the longest time, that every human being has value? Every human being deserves the same protections under the law? That a black man deserves the same access to a legal defense, let's say, as a white man, if they're both accused of the same crime? But now, if you're accused of the crime of winning an election as a Republican, then you are afforded no rights, no due process whatsoever. And these are the same Democrats, by the way, that say if you support President Trump, you have no free speech rights. Your First Amendment is canceled. Oh, and by the way, they also want to cancel your Second Amendment rights as well. They want to take away your guns, all your firearms, your ammunition, your gun parts, everything, and take away your voice, and take away your religion. No Christianity is allowed. They say it's hate speech. You can't quote Bible verses without getting banned on Twitter. This is what the Democrats are pushing for. And I have to wonder, what do people think this is going to lead to? A free society? A fair and just society? I mean, these people on the left, they call themselves social justice warriors, but they don't believe in justice. They have no principles that would be indicative of a system of justice or any kind of equal justice under the law or the equal right to speak. None of that. They don't believe in those things. So social justice warrior, it's an oxymoron in a sense. It doesn't mean what they claim it means. If you believe in that, you're a radical leftist, and leftists don't believe in any of these principles. You know what kind of society is really going to be created if these Democrats continue to have power, to gain power? You know what kind of society is going to be created? Because we have those models, by the way. They exist in the world. There's plenty of examples of that. It's called Venezuela, folks. It's called North Korea. It's called Chinese communist organ harvesting torture gulags. We have examples of this. It's not a mystery where this goes. If you abandon the rule of law, if you abandon freedom of speech, if you abandon real civil rights for everyone, including the right to keep and bear arms, as is specifically outlined in the Bill of Rights, if you abandon all these things, which is what the left is pushing to do, you end up with a totalitarian regime, an authoritarian, a nation run by the ruling elite with the enslaved masses serving the interests of the elite, with no human rights. And if they could take away your speech, they could take away your kidneys, folks. I mean, organ harvesting is just the next thing on the list. You know, there's already a big organ harvesting trade in America right now. It's called Planned Parenthood, folks. They're harvesting the organs from babies. They already say that babies don't have life, that don't have personhood. What's next? They're going to say that conservatives don't have personhood. They're going to say that Christians aren't real people. It's the same thing. We've seen this throughout history. Adolf Hitler said the Jews aren't humans, that they don't count when they're, you know, railroaded off into gas chambers and mass murdered by a radical fascist regime, which basically is walking or reflecting the same kind of twisted anti-philosophies of the left in America today. Democrats. Democrats will get along great with the Nazis. But they call Trump supporters Nazis. Maybe they should look in the mirror. It's incredible. What kind of society will we all create if we don't stand up and speak out against this? If we don't do something against this, these Democrats will not stop. They are criminals against humanity. They are tyrants, and they're psychopaths, by the way. We don't have a democracy in Washington, D.C. We have a pathocracy. Pathos, as in disease, like a psychopath. Psychopathocracy. That's what we have in Washington, D.C. right now. You think Adam Schiff isn't a freaking psychopath? You think Hillary Clinton isn't a psychopath? These power-hungry lunatics? Nancy Pelosi, total psychopath. These are deranged, dangerous people. And they have managed to climb to positions of power through deceit and by threatening others and digging up dirt on others and fabricating dirt and running secret trials, doing all these things that they do to maintain power. They don't give a crap about humanity. They don't give a crap about the rule of law. And to them, the ends justify the means. There's nothing they won't do to seize power. They are psychopaths. You know what the difference is between a bureaucrat and a psychopath? Nothing. There is no difference. A bureaucrat is just a psychopath who landed a government job. I'm talking about the high-level bureaucrats here. I'm talking about the legislators, the senators, the members of Congress. They're almost all psychopaths. And if you let these psychopaths rule over you, they will take away everything that you value. Understand, so many people just walking around in a zombie-like state right now thinking, well, America's going to be fine, yeah. We'll still have our freedoms. We still have the Bill of Rights. We still have the Constitution. We still have the rule of law. We still have the right to remain silent. Really? You think so? All those rights are going to be gone, folks. They're going to take them all away, stripping them all away one by one. They've already taken them away from the president in this illegal impeachment hearing. If they take away all those rights of due process from the president of the United States, you think they can't take them away from you? Of course they can. You're just next on the list. What they're doing to Trump now, they will do to you next. And they will not stop based on any rule or any law. You can't stop these tyrants, except you have to physically handcuff them, arrest them, drag them out of their offices, and throw them in a prison cell, which is exactly what President Trump should do. That's the only way you stop these people. You can't reason with them, folks. You can't argue with them. You can't debate with them. You can't show them, well, these are the rules. You have to follow the rules. You know what they say? Screw your rules. We're making up the rules as we go along. That's what Nancy Pelosi and Adam Schiff have done. Screw your rules, they say. We're having our rules, secret courts, secret transcripts, secret hearings, secret witnesses, secret whistleblowers, secret leaks. They don't respect any rules whatsoever. You think they're going to respect the rule of law if they succeed in getting rid of Trump? No. You're going to be rounded up. You're going to be executed. You, listening to this, you, maybe you're a Christian. Maybe you're a pro-liberty person. Maybe you're a Trump supporter. Maybe you own a firearm. Maybe you quote Bible verses. Maybe you go to church. You will be executed. Maybe you're just a white person. You will be targeted and executed under the system of totalitarian power that they are now ushering into place because they respect absolutely no rights. Is that the system that you wish to live under? Because you won't even be living. You will be rounded up and slaughtered. There will be an American Holocaust if we don't stop these lunatics like Adam Schiff, an American Holocaust that will dwarf the Nazi Holocaust of the Third Reich. That was 6 million people rounded up and killed. They want to kill probably 20 to 30 million people in America right now, maybe more. And if you don't stop them, they will do it. They will take as much power as you allow them to take. They will kill as many people as you allow them to kill. They will ruin as many nations as you allow them to ruin, because they are demons and they are destruction. You must stop them if you hope to have anything left that you value: life, liberty, happiness, private property for that matter. It's all at stake. Stay informed. Read my website, naturalnews.com. Listen to my podcasts at brighteon.com. Pray for our country. Support our efforts. Shop at healthrangerstore.com.
hundreds of products, lab verified, healthy nutrition for your home care products, personal care, superfood supplements, all laboratory tested for your safety. Check it out, healthrangerstore.com. That's what supports us. Thank you for your support.
Almost no one tests their products for glyphosate, but we do at the Health Ranger Store. We test for glyphosate for every incoming production lot and finished production batch of products. And we put those symbols right on our website so you know it's been glyphosate tested using an ISO accredited in-house laboratory, triple quad mass spec instrumentation, sensitive down below one part per billion. We test and confirm that everything is safe and pure and authentic so that you can trust our products to protect your health. HealthRangerStore.com, over 700 products for healthy living and healthy home. Lab tested, heavy metals, glyphosate, microbiology, and much more. Check it all out at HealthRangerStore.com.